Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shatashri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shatashri Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधारा श्रीवासवि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय बृहद मृदंगा की जय सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Karanga Namo Shri Bhagavate Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Please sing together Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtati I seek all of your blessings to before we read from Srimad Bhagavatam together here today. If you want to bless me, let's chant Hare Krishna together. I really need it. Please bless me with... One more time, please, louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. We were very busy with compiling the list of Bhadra yesterday, and there were so many things happening. There was last reading of Bhadra Purnima. Mother Nanda says, never start a class with apology that you are not fully prepared, but the topic is Krishna's beauty, so how you can be fully prepared despite of your schedule and everything else happening. So thank you so much for those blessings. It means so much to me. Thank you for your time and attention today. Om Adnyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Offering obeisances at the feet of all the Vaishnavas and my Gurus, I would like to start. We are on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, 2nd chapter, 13th shloka. Yuddham sunor bata rajasuye, yaddharma sunor bata rajasuye, nirikshadrik swastya yanam triloka. Kashneya chada yeha chadeha gatam vidhatu. Chateha gatam vidhatu aravakshutau kaushalam mityam amantya. Yaddharma shunor bata rajasuye niriksha drukvastya yanam triloka. Krasnena cha deha gidam vitapu vidhatu arvakshutau kaushalam iti amanyat. Yaddharma shunor bhataraja-suye niriksha drik swastya namam tiloka kashneya chadyeha gatam vidhatur arvasitau kaushalam iti amanyata. Yadharma shunor bhataraja-suye niriksha drik swastya yam nam la triloka kashmena cha deha gatam vidhatu arvakshutau kaushalam iti amyata. Yadharma shunor bhataraja-suye niriksha drik swastya yanam triloka kashneya cha deha gatam vidhatu. Prabhupada disciple Vaishnavis, please. Yadharma shunor bhata rajasuye niriksha drik swastya yanam triloka kashneena chadyam gatam vidhatu sukau kaushalam nityanyata.
Yadharma sunor bhata rajasuye
yadharma sunor bhata rajasuye
nirik
Nirisha Drishata Shiloka word for word translation by Srila Prabhupada is Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yat,
the form which
Dharma
Shuno
of
Maharaj Yudhishthira
Bata
certainly
Rajasuye
in the arena of the Rajasuya
sacrifice
Niriksha
by observing
Drik
sight.
Swastyayanam.
Pleasing.
Three loka.
The three worlds.
Karshneya.
In sum total.
Cha.
Thus.
Adya.
Today.
Iha.
Within the universe.
Gatam.
Surpassed.
Vidhatu.
Of the Creator Brahma,
Arvak,
recent mankind,
Shrutau,
in the material world,
Kaushalam,
dexterity,
Iti,
thus,
Amanyata,
contemplated.
Translation: all the demigods from the upper, lower, and middle universal planetary systems assembled at the altar of the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. Let's do call and response. All the demigods
from the upper, lower,
and middle universal planetary systems
assembled at the altar of the Rajasuya
sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. After seeing the beautiful bodily features of Lord Krishna,
they all contemplated
that he was the ultimate
dexterous creation of Brahma,
the creator of human beings.
Perfect.
There was nothing comparable, Jai, to the bodily features of Lord Krishna when he was present in this world. The most beautiful object in the material world may be compared to the blue lotus flower or the full moon in the sky. But even the lotus flower and the moon were defeated by the beauty of the bodily features of Lord Krishna. And this was certified by the demigods. The most beautiful living creatures in the universe. The demigods thought that Lord Krishna, like themselves, was also created by Lord Brahma. But in fact, Brahma was created by Lord Krishna. It was not within the power of Brahma to create the transcendental beauty of the Supreme Lord. No one is the creator of Krishna. Rather, he is the creator of everyone. As he says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. So we read about Krishna's beauty and we can really get enchanted, really absorbed, and remembrance of Krishna, we can be reminded of Krishna for the rest of our eternity if we really try to understand beauty of Krishna. And compare that with the material world. Material world beauty is like a liquid beauty. We hear the story of liquid beauty. A prince was there and he was attracted to this girl, beautiful girl, and she realized he doesn't have a good character. So she said, okay, come to me after 2 weeks. He wanted to meet her, and she said, come to me after 2 weeks. And he was so absorbed in her beauty, and he was just thinking about how the time is passing, and every moment seemed like a year. And after 2 weeks, he reached at her doorstep and knocked. And he saw a very pale girl, and he said, where is that girl, beautiful girl? I'm looking for her. Tell her I'm here. She goes, oh, that beautiful girl. You know, that beauty is there in the pots. And he goes, what does that mean? And, you know, we all know it's her vomits and stuff is in the pots, and the liquid beauty is separated from the human. And that's not case of Krishna's beauty. We also see purchased beauty in this material world. You know, people buy millions and billions of dollars of products. The newest skin line, the hype, has $630 skincare products, nine separate products, just for one person, just for 1 month. That's how people are mad after becoming beautiful. And it's so temporary, and it's not even good, and, you know, it's not pleasing. We see purchased beauty, we see liquid beauty, we see face yoga beauty. They want to do something to their face, and this is very popular right now, face yoga. And we also see cursed beauty. There was a well-known princess just recently who was killed in the car crash because paparazzis were chasing her. And millions of flower bouquets were on her, around her place where she was given homage, or she was sent flowers to. But you know, that beauty, although she was compassionate, she was really beautiful, beautiful at heart. She had helped so many people. She was genuinely good mother, and still it was a cursed beauty. So this is why what we see in the material world. And there are so many other variations of this incomplete beauty, if you may say. And then we look at Krishna's beauty. And there are so many songs about Krishna's beauty. Sundara Bala Sachi Dulala. So that song is about speaking about how beautiful is Lord Gaurasundar. And he's Manohara, you know, he's stealing the heart, he's Gaura Chandra. His face is compared to the moon, just like in this purport. Krishna's face is compared to the moon, and then it said that no, but it's more beautiful than the moon. We have many other songs, like, you know, even Jagannath Ashtakam. So Kadachit Kalandi, in this song, Krishna's Shama Varna, his blackish cloud, like monsoon-like cloud is described. He's so attracted, that is described. His sidelong glances are described in some songs. We all know this other song, Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Hasitam Madhuram Madhurashtaka. And it talks about how sweet is Krishna's beauty, how pleasant it is. Then when the word Madhuram comes, it is usually translated into sweet, that Krishna's beauty is sweet. But there's also another translation of Madhuram. It's the aswad. You know, swad is like you taste it and it is relishable. It's sweet. And then there's something like aswad, like it's very relishable. It's very pleasant. And everything, Venur Madhuro, Renur Madhura. And he's the essence of the Vedas themselves, and he's the beauty personified. There are so many other songs one Bhaktivinod Thakur's famous song, Yashamati Nandana Braja Baronagara, that also describes Krishna's beauty, maybe in a couple of words, but these are songs full of describing Krishna's beauty. His sidelong glances are described. His chanchala eyes are described. They're like lotus petals. But because they are restless, the sidelong glances really attract the gopis and all of us. Krishna's Tribhanga form is described, and you know, it really hooks into our hearts. There are so many, there is a Bengali bhajan, but I'll tell you as soon as I remember. And then we also have, in the canto of, when the demigods and devatas were fighting for the nectar, there is a beautiful description of Krishna's beauty, Vishnu's beauty, in the form of Mohini Murti. You know, the Lord Shiva did not even get distracted by Parvati's beauty. He was still chanting, you know, he was so calm and quiet and undisturbed. And then he heard about Mohini Murti form. And lo behold, he went there to see Lord Krishna with Uma and Bhutaganas. And when he was seeing Lord Krishna, Krishna disappeared, Vishnu disappeared. And then he saw that little far away in the distance, there's this beautiful lady, Mohini Murti obviously. And Prabhupada describes, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada translates, that she was very bashful. And there is not too many things about her description is given. She's beautiful, her hair are long, she's wearing a see-through cloth. You know, there's a little description of her bodily parts. They're very attractive. She's playing with the ball. And Lord Shiva, who is Vaishnavanam Adishambhu, just loses himself when he sees her. He's completely captivated. He's completely absorbed. And he completely forgets everything around him. And he follows her. And then he's so pleased that he's defeated by this Mohini, you know, that he's captured by Krishna's beauty. And he sees that he runs after her throughout the ashramas, and his semen is falling on the mountains, and it is becoming gold and silver mountain tops, and so much more. He's so maddened after this beauty. And this Mohini Murti is, there are just few words describing her beauty. It's not like Krishna's beauty described in Bhagavatam, shloka after shloka. And still Lord Shiva is completely absorbed in everything. And when this class was given, you know, this Srimad Bhagavatam class on Lord Shiva running at Radha Gopinath temple, one person sincerely asked, if Mohini Murti is so beautiful, why don't we install Mohini Murti in our temples? You know, that will attract so many people. What do you think? What is your answer? Yes? No? Maybe so?
No.
No. Any other answer? Yes, Radharani. Radharani is more beautiful. Radharani is more beautiful. Thank you.
Don't invoke our devotional propensity. It will rather divert us to the perverted lust. Instead of the demon that they were attracted to Mohini was not to serve her, to exploit her.
To exploit her, yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pandavanda Prabhu. And my Guru Maharaj gave answer. He said, look at what happened to Lord Shiva after seeing Mohini Murti. Do you think you can control after you see Mohini Murti on the altar? And, you know, it's so true. And at the same time, Krishna and Radharani are so, 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 so much more beautiful. And it is... And lot of these songs, they speak about how I'm not attracted completely to Lord Krishna despite his beauty. And then there is another, and of course, but that what does that lead to? That desire to see Krishna in such a beautiful form. It leads to having a desire to see Krishna when he is enjoying, not that we want to enjoy him. And this Lord Shiva, same Lord Shiva, becomes Shiva Gopi in the Rasa Leela. He goes to Vrinda Devi, gets the benediction, he does austerities, and he decides, no, I really want to serve my Lord in this Rasa dance. And he goes and he is participating in the Rasa dance. And then Lord Krishna says, am I the only male here? I'm not feeling the ecstasy. So Lalita, go check everybody. And Lalita goes and checks on all the sakhi, gopis. And he goes, no, everybody's a female here, but there's a three-eyed gopi I see here. And so he brings that three-eyed gopis, and Lord Krishna is actually pleased. He's pleased, just like Lord Krishna was actually pleased to see Shankar Dev chasing after Mohini Murthy and accepting his defeat. Lord Krishna is pleased that Shiva wants to be Shiva wants to be in the to become gopi and be there for rasa dance. And he says, "You can be at the entrance of the rasa sthali, and you can be Gopishwar Mahadev." And that is the most pleasing service to Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva, is to be there to please Krishna. And that is the way to relish the beauty of Krishna, aswadanam. Now, Krishna's beauty is not just pleasing to the eyes, but it's extremely pleasing to the heart. And Krishna is extremely intelligent. I'll come back to this pleasing. Krishna is extremely intelligent. That's a part of his beauty. There's a saying in this material world, if you read a newspaper or novel, it says that the person seemed beautiful or handsome till she or he opened his mouth. Because, you know, when you say stupid things, you are not perceived as beautiful, but you are probably perceived as not so intelligent. But Krishna is so intelligent. And Nectar of Devotion gives this example of Krishna's intelligence that he can really play on the words. You know, there is a word, dress and address. Dress and address. And similarly, there is a word, vasa and nivasa. Vasa or vasanam is what you're wearing. Nivasa means the house. And one time Krishna was asking Radharani, where's your vasa? She was asking him about his dress. But Krishna knew she was asking about her dress, and he said, my nivasa, my house, is in your heart, Radharani. So this is how he keeps on, she kept on asking, and he kept on turning and twisting the words, and she was just so, she was so pleased that Krishna is so charming, so sweet in his words, so sweet in speaking, and he's so pleasant to her heart. And in that list of beauty of Krishna, there are so many other qualities that are mentioned. His body is fragrant. That's part aspect of beauty of Krishna. And this is like mind-blowing for a person who may be coming from other backgrounds, or even for me, because I didn't ever think about fragrance and beauty come together as a package, you know. It talks about Krishna's beauty. You know, whoever sees him gets benefited for the eternity. It talks about that the blessing aspect of Krishna's beauty. It speaks about how Krishna sidelong glances attract you. Again, I'm saying this is Chanchala Nayanam. They attract you, and they are in your heart forever. They are like a hook, and they never let you get satiated. You know, his beauty keeps on increasing. They keep on bringing back to you, to Krishna's lotus feet. And it never gets satiated. You never are tired of seeing beauty of Krishna. The other aspect is he's freshly beautiful. He's always more beautiful than he was yesterday. And he's always like, there's so much enthusiastic aspect to it. You know, it gives you enthusiasm, and it makes you rejuvenated when you see Krishna's beauty. There are so many other aspects of Krishna's beauty. Today is also the day of Srila Prabhupada accepting sannyas and Bhadra Purnima. And Krishna's face beauty is also, there are so many other aspects, but I would like to just take a moment and see if anybody has reflection or anything to share, just for a few minutes, and then we can go back to the face of Krishna and just the beauty of Lord Krishna, and then we can speak about Bhadra Purnima. And
in the first canto, there's a verse, his moon-like face is a drinking vessel for eyes which hanker after all that is beautiful.
Thank you.
While you are nicely explaining, I was thinking also, in this material world, who is the most beautiful? Who is the girl, the most beautiful, Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Miss Universe is actually Mayadevi herself, Gauri. Oh. Nobody is beautiful. In spiritual world, Radharani. But in material world, Mayadevi is the most beautiful. And where was she when Lord Shiva was attracted by Mohini? She was right next to him. But he lost attraction. His wife, the most beautiful Miss Universe, could not elude him when Krishna's beauty manifested, even in the form of Mohini.
It's also stated that when the animals see Krishna, they're dumbfounded, like the deer, the parrot, the cows. They just can't take their eyes off of him.
Thank you. Okay. So I also told you that I will go back to the songs. There is a Krishna is known as in the Gita Vili, Yashomati Nandana Braja Varunagara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur glorifies Madana Manohara. He steals even the mind of Cupid. In Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha ki Bhajan from Kalyana Kalpataru, he says, Brajendra Nandana Shama, his blackish complexion is glorified. In Jagannath Ashtakam, Kadachit Kalindi, it talks about how his hips are beautiful, how his peacock feather is beautiful, how he holds the beautiful flute very beautifully. And not only that, just by reciting this Jagannath Ashtakam, which is, it talks that the self-restrained virtual soul who recites these eight verses glorifying Lord Jagannath becomes cleansed of all sins and duly proceeds to Lord Vishnu's abode. So it not only, it's purifying this, you know, this cleansing is a very hip word today. And Krishna's beauty is also purifying us, cleansing us at many levels. There's another song, Bengali song. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. And in this he's saying that, oh, the enchanting form of Mohana Rupa, you know, you're Nanda Kumar, please bless me. And there's there's most famous song, Damodar Ashtakam. We are reciting this song from Padma Purana. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta neela vratam kuntale snigdha raktesha gopya muhushcham vitam chittar bimbaraktadharam me manasya varistam alam lakshalabhe. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruits due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. And we can go on forever. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam Sukarna Ratna Kundalam. That song is also there. And there are so many, many other songs which are describing Krishna's broad broad face, even his broad chest. His arms are so strong. His teeth are like buds of Mogra flowers. His bimba-like fruits, his lotus-like eyes. And his whole face is described to moon. His tribhanga form, his luster of his toenails, effulgence of his body, his navel is like a lotus bud. And there are so many other features of Krishna we can describe for eternity. And this Krishna is compared to moon, and yet Radharani says, you know, no, that's not a good comparison when she was once compared by Krishna to moon. She goes, no. Moon has so many defects. Moon has, marks on its face. Moon waxes and wanes. Moon can be eclipsed. Moon can be, can cause disturbance to your mind. Lunatic word comes from moon. And there are so many defects. She just goes on. And of course, it's the name of Chandravali, which is named after moon. That's the main reason. But this, you know, this even moon, you cannot compare Krishna's beauty just to moons. And he's so much more beautiful. And one of the first books, and Krishna's face is also same as Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, you know, there is no difference. That's the face of Krishna. And that's the book Srila Prabhupada first brought to Western world, amongst the big books. He brought Srimad Bhagavatam, but then he brought Krishna book first with George Harrison's money. He got that printed, and he got that distributed. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of copies of that book, when they were distributed, Srila Prabhupada was so pleased. And this Krishna book has made so many devotees. George Harrison wrote foreword for it. So, and then I was reading yesterday about how pleased Prabhupada was that big book could be distributed. And that was one of the main purposes of his sannyas. In 1959, Srila Prabhupada was actually hesitating a little bit to take sannyas. This is when Leelamrita writes about Prabhupada's sannyas. He took his sannyas in September of 1959. If he was born in 96, his age was 63 years old. But, you know, Prabhupada was getting this indication from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the dreams that you should take sannyas. And Prabhupada was little hesitant first. And he kept on getting this dream, and he decided to contact the prominent mutt at that time in the lineage of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they said, oh, you know, that's good. You want to take sannyas, that's good. You will come to our mutt. You will be comfortably seated. You'll be very comfortable. We have well-lit rooms and airy rooms. And, you know, prasadam will be taken care of. All nice, right? Right? Would you like, you know? And then Prabhupada said, no. In his mind, he said, no. This is not why I'm taking sannyas. You know, why Prabhupada needed sannyas? He had already left his family, he has left his business, he has left his attachment, he has left his money. So why did he need sannyas? And then Leelamrita writes, his main purpose of sannyas was to get these prints, books printed. So those are the two instructions by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One is to get these books printed and then in the dream, take sannyas. And the dream that Prabhupada had again and again, one of them was very vivid. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur descended from the spiritual world and he took Prabhupada and, you know, he indicated that Prabhupada should take sannyas. So on the morning of Bhadra Purnima, 17th September 1959, in temple room this size, inside the Keshavji Mutt, they all sat in front of Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. The deities were dressed like this, beautifully with colored flowers. Krishna had the silver flute, just like Radhe Shyam Sundar today. They had silver crowns, like Lord Chaitanya's crown today. Radharani's right hand was, you know, benedicting the worshippers, just like our Srimati Radharani. And her left hand held a flower for Krishna, just like our Radharani is holding the flowers in her hands. Krishna stood like a dancer, placing his right leg in a casual tiptoe pose, playing his long silver flute, which he held gracefully to his red lips. His long black hair reached down past his shoulders, and the garland of marigolds around his neck reached down to his knees. On his right stood the deity of Lord Chaitanya, his right arm raised, left arm at his side, his body straight, feet together. He was a soft golden color. He had large eyes, a well-formed red mouth, and straight black hair down to his shoulders, just like our Gauranga. And then there was Guru Parampara on the altar, and Bhakti Pragya Kesha Maharaj was also there in that Guru Parampara. And our Srila Prabhupada sat on the mat of Kusha grass behind 90-year-old Sanatana, also to receive sannyas that day. So another person got sannyas that day. And then there was Narayan Maharaj preparing for the yagya. Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, sweet singing. Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji never stopped singing bhajans. He's so famous for his sweet singing and attachment to the holy name. And you know, his mood is to always unify Vaishnavas in Krishna bhajans. Sitting on a raised asana, you know, His Holiness Kesha Maharaj presided. And since there were no notices or invitations, only the Matha's few residents attended. And then mantras were softly chanted. And then, to everyone's surprise, Abhay was asked to speak. Abhay had not expected this. He looked around. Most of the people were Bengali speakers. But he spoke in English, you know. And you know why? There is one more reason why it said he didn't accept the sannyas from the other mutt. He said, what about the books to this first mutt? He said, okay, I'll be comfortable, but what about the books? And they said, first we are going to print Goswami's literature, Sandarbhas, you know, Gopal Champu, etc., etc. And if there is money left, then you can write, our editors will check your work, and then again, if there is more money, then we will publish it. And Abhay was like, no. But this mutt, when he asked about, what about, you know, writing literature, they were very favorable. They were very favorable. So the purpose of Abhay Sannyas, as per Leelamrita, is to distribute books. And that was his instruction given to him by his Guru Maharaj. Is, you know, go preach in the West. And it also meant that now Abhay Babu, or now as of now, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is ready to go to the West. And what did Prabhupada went with? He didn't go with, it was a Sankirtana moment, he didn't go with dhol and harmonium, right? He did not go with Bhagavad Gita translation. He did not go with 200 japa beads. He did not go with incense. It was a very hit business, and Prabhupada was into that kind of background. He did not go as a famous musician, although he had a very good voice. He did not go as any of this. He said he went to America because Srimad Bhagavatam was going there. You know, for the last few days, I have a temporary resident, and it is so difficult to carry books. It's so difficult to carry books when you are moving or you are traveling somewhere. But that's what all Prabhupada traveled with. 200 sets of first three books of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all. He didn't carry poha. He didn't carry, you know, food for, you know, dry food so that because he may starve. He didn't know whether to go left or right. But still at that time, he carried Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhadra Purnima, the day of his sannyas initiation, is also very important because that's the day when Parikshit Maharaj finished listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you please play this one video, tinyurl.com, Bhadra7. I also texted in WhatsApp. And while that is coming up, it will be so pleasing to Prabhupada when he hears that, when he heard that last year, that Bhagavatams reached Antarctica. .com/Bhadra7. BHADRA7. It's just 30 seconds video out of 5 minutes. So it is now on all the 7 continents. And Jayapataka Swami goes, yes, it's very important to get Bhagavatams there. You know, because the global warming is to warm everything up. So maybe we need to go to Antarctica to read the books. And Jayapataka Swami is very funny, very attentive to where Bhagavatams are going. Our goal this year is 100,000 Srimad Bhagavatams. Voice? Is there a voice possible?
No, I
haven't heard. Okay. And this happened just last year's. Maybe you want to start at the beginning because I'm just requesting you to play first minute. If you play, maybe it will come. Thank you so much. tinyurl.com/padra7.
He told me in the past they said some things. He told me I will be and I will present in the national Argentina National Center. He told me, yes, so you can come also.
And so 50. Impossible is a word often associated with the perseverance needed to withstand the vast and isolated landscape of Antarctica. But for devotees who know of Krishna's limitless mercy, it's no surprise that they become empowered to achieve just that. The impossible.
Today, the organization is marking its half centenary, doing what it's known for.
When devotees met with Vaisheshika Prabhu to plan for the celebration of the Bhadra Purnima Marathon Festival, he jokingly began the meeting by suggesting Srimad Bhagavatam sets be delivered to Antarctica before the festival. His jocular suggestion was enough to spark determination in the devotees. 4 days to complete the task seemed like the impossible. But feeling empowered, they took his request to heart. 6 years earlier, devotees had placed pocket editions of Bhagavad Gita as it is in Antarctica research-based libraries. But the challenge of delivering 17-volume hardbound sets of Srimad Bhagavatam was quickly proven to be more difficult than the devotees had imagined.
First, the stuff goes on the cargo ship with the ministry's permission. It goes from Goa to Cape Town. It takes about 6 weeks. From Cape Town, goes in the storage for a month. The helicopter are sent to figure out if Antarctica is ready for the ships to come. After that, an ice cutting ship is sent first, and then the cargo gets loaded, and then it is brought to Antarctica. It's a long journey. There's no internet in Antarctica, so if you wanted to send them a message.
Thank you very much. And then you can forward it just 1 minute. Sorry, we have to hear to my voice. I think they're. Yeah, you can go a little ahead. And then they actually went to Argentina. This person had surgery done that day.
But now, all joking aside,
Vaisheshika Prabhu
insisted they try one last time, as there was no guarantee of tomorrow.
I heard from Vaisheshika Prabhu that he wanted to have Srimad Bhagavatam placed around all the world and around all continents. There is one man that he have different libraries around Argentina. I called him and he told me in the past they sent some things. He told me I will be in Buenos Aires and I will present in the National Argentina National Senate. He told me, yes, so you can come also.
And so 55 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam found their way into the National Senate of Argentina.
And I also saw one man, Captain Luis Cortes, show him the books. He was very, very kind. And he said, yes, we can do it.
And then into the hands of a foreign military through bone-freezing weather, across vast stretches of icy landscape, and off the grid, seemingly impenetrable roadblocks, uplifting all along the way, and finally crossing into Antarctica. The last
frontier. All goes to Vaisheshika Prabhu and his team. And the beauty of Antarctica is that it's not like just Indian and Chinese, they have bases close by. They actually come and read together. Argentina people and some other countries' people come and read together. And not only that, this is there's very nice Prabhu from our Singh. He and I were connected last year, and now his initiated name is different. And I'll tell you in 1 minute. And he was the one preaching. He was also giving classes on Bhagavad Gita. And then we have made this network that for eventually one set will go to each and every station, scientist base, and everybody will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam in their own languages in Antarctica. So with blessings of all the devotees. Now you see this person sitting on the bed, and he went through surgery, this Argentinian person. I contacted him. He said, I just underwent surgery. I said, no, Vaisheshika Prabhu wants to do this in 4 days. He wants to send the set to Antarctica in 4 days. Can you do something? And he contacted the other guy, the one you saw in the military uniform, and he got the permission. And before Bhadra Purnima, the sets were on the ship. And this is so amazing. So this is why Prabhupada came to the U.S., came to the West to distribute Srimad Bhagavatams. He only came with Srimad Bhagavatams, not even with extra food or extra japa beads or anything else. He came to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Bhadra Purnima, and our pledge to our deities is at least 200 sets, and we are quite short, not huge short, but we are short. So as a gift to Prabhupada on his sannyas day, if you have not sponsored a set or gotten a set, please get a set. Gramadhyan is also there, Tribal Care is there. You can sponsor a set in India for almost just $150 or less. And please, please, if you have not sponsored, please take a set today. If you just get a set today, if you don't sell it, I'll buy it from you in a year. I promise you. But let us make this goal to please Radhe Shyam and to keep our word that were spoken here by Sri Vrindavan, our Sankirtan leader, Prema Tarangini, that we have a goal. And I'm begging at the lotus feet of each and every Vaishnava here in the temple room or hearing from online, please get a set. The first law of book distribution is that you cannot sell anything you don't have. You cannot distribute the books unless you have the books. And please just get, and I thank everybody, Prema Tarangini, Ragatmika Prabhu, everybody who has gotten the books. Srimati Kishori, Prema Tarangini, who has gotten sets. Trivikram Prabhu, we want your set pledge coming. Radhikesh Prabhu, we want your pledge too, today, if possible. Everybody's pledge, it may come. And we all find that we can make Krishna smile. Krishna is the most beautiful, but we can make him smile a little more if we distribute Srimad Bhagavatam set. This is my humble request. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you have any reflections or any sharings, or if you have any pledges of Srimad Bhagavatam, please, please share so that we can, you know, we can put Alachua on that map with a big spot circle, if you have seen the maps. And, the Sankirtan movement can go on forever and ever. Yes, Trivikram Prabhu? Arival, thank you very, very much. Okay. Ramanya Prabhu has also done a set. Keshav Prabhu, would you like to? Yes? You want to do one more?
Thank you for your nice lecture and auspicious day. So I just want to make a small comment.
Yes.
Like when Srila Prabhupada came to America with the first canto of the Bhagavatam, and a few rupees, like 30 rupees, no? And it says in the Bhagavatam, this is after the departure of Lord Krishna and Kali Yuga, the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Bhagavatam is the incarnation, literary incarnation of Lord Krishna. No? It gives us knowledge. So it's so auspicious how Prabhupada translated the Srimad Bhagavatam in so many languages. How many languages?
66 languages, six. All books, and but I don't know how many Bhagavatam.
And distributed in, all over the world. So that's very, very amazing activities that Srila Prabhupada, you know, emphasizes Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was lecturing all over the world, Bhagavatam. There's so many lectures of Srila Prabhupada, lecturing about this, reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was sleeping 3 hours, two, 3 hours, and translating the Bhagavatam every day, and other books. Thank you.
Thank you. And Maharaj Prabhu here distributed a set at DMV. Yeah, thank you so much. And Prasanatma Prabhu, Dr. Prasanatma Prabhu distributed 2 sets in India, and he's going to distribute 1 today, hopefully, to this person who comes for lunch. And you know that you, Ramanya Prabhu, you bring a very good point about how he spoke from Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. 4 years ago, France ISKCON temple was, had some problems. Vaisheshika Prabhu went and restarted French PBT printing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We got standing orders. And then, 4 years later, they had such a big festival. In France, there were big festivals. And so it's nice to see that preaching and, our progress goes hand in hand. Bhagavatam and our progress goes hand in hand. Any other comments? Anything online, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind attention. I'm so grateful. Yes, Prema Tarangini, Prabhu. She has something to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we had started this Bhadra Purnima reading Yajna in August, and we read all the translations, the entire Bhagavatam.